You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, when I read this article, I couldn't help but to think, here we go. Some idiot woman is trying to reignite a bit of patriotism by saying that we as Americans should put ourselves in the same mindset as Ukraine. No. Let me go ahead and say this clearly. Fuck Ukraine. Now, this article was published on the 11th of March. Would Americans fight for their homeland like Ukrainians? Last I checked, the Ukrainian men were not asked to fight for their homeland. They were forced to fight for their homeland. Why? Because I guarantee you, in that feminist society that they have over there, the women over there treated them like such shit that they were going to say, you know what? Hell no, we're not going to fight. But what happened? The government said all men ages 18 to 60 have to stay. You are not allowed to leave. You're going to be issued a rifle. Now go out there and be cannon fodder. Am I wrong? I don't think so. A recent poll is discouraging. Actually, in my humble opinion, if she says that the poll is discouraging, that means it's more encouraging for me. Why? Because these young men have said, fuck this society. It is not worth defending. If anything, I would probably join the invaders. Just saying. Like most Americans, I've spent the last few weeks contemplating the implication of Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, including those that extend beyond ever-increasing gasoline prices and grocery bills. Okay, so right there you see where her heart really is. She doesn't give a fuck about Ukraine. She's only worried about her comforts being threatened. And besides, if you honestly believe that Russia invaded Ukraine and it was not, it was unprovoked, excuse me, let's take a trip back in history, shall we? Cuban Missile Crisis. That's what you have, except it's in reverse. As I was explaining to my inquisitive six-year-old, war is sadly, a perennial state of human existence. This isn't the first war of her lifetime, and no matter how much we strive for peace throughout the world, it won't be the last. Really, really, America cannot have peace within its own borders. Look at the amount of division amongst every line that can be exploited. Racial, gender, LGBT versus, you know, straight. Hell, the most recent division, the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed. So yeah, she can miss me with that whole peace throughout the world crap. But unlike the wars of the recent past, even those in which U.S. troops were committed, the fight in Ukraine feels closer to home. No, the fuck it is not. The images and stories of ordinary men taking up arms under threat of violence from their own state, she forgot to add, and women constructing Molotov cocktails in their town squares and of families resolutely hunkering down in defense of their nation are as terrifying as they are compelling. Get the fuck out of here. As a matter of fact, I saw another article that I might cover about a woman from Ukraine and her two kids who tried to do what? Enter through San Diego. Yeah. Yeah. I might just cover that story. They are hopeful too. They remind us that when our culture, freedoms, and way of life are under assault, many people will risk and even lose their lives to ensure their long-term survival. Let me go ahead and correct that. Many men will, under the threat of death from their own government, risk their lives. See how she left that out conveniently? She didn't say women, men. Now remember, whenever they try to say people, it's always men. Anyway, what would we do in such circumstances? A recent Quinnipiac University poll posed that same question to Americans. Would you stay and fight or leave the country? Well, I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on the first thing smoking, i.e. my motorcycle, and I'm driving out of the city. I'm getting as far into the country as I possibly can. Me, my motorcycle, and my backpack, my go bag. I'm getting the fuck out of Dodge. A bare majority, 55%, said they would stay and fight, while 38% said they would leave. Quote unquote, when confronted with a terrible hypothetical that would put them in the shoes of Ukrainians, Americans say they would stand and fight rather than seek safety in another country, said Quinnipiac polling analyst Tim Malloy. That's one way to spin it, I guess. The irony of the word spin. Oh, no, no. Yours truly, I've already put in my 20 years for president and country. Thank you, no thank you. For me, the fact that just under half of my friends and neighbors would hypothetically abandon their homeland and all it stands for in the face of a foreign invader is less than encouraging. Once again, every man deep down asks himself, is this society worth defending? The way it is, the agendas that have been pushed, the outright demonization of men, no, not to mention the outright misandry that's on a constant basis that is pushed out via the masses and the mass media. Thank you, but no thank you. Take a sip of my nice coffee here. But no, no. And guess what? This society deserves it. You can't constantly tell men how bad they are in peacetime, but then when something bad happens, oh man, we need y'all to step up. Thank you, but no thank you. Many people don't even seem to have hypothetical patriotism, let alone fortitude. Well, why don't you point that dagger over toward the feminists? See, feminists are all up in arms about everything as long as it's safe to do so. I believe it was Turkey They were having a Women's Day march, and the women over there got violent with the cops, and the cops start shield bashing them and pepper spraying them. That right there was a great sign of equality. You get violent with the police, they're going to get violent with you. Anyway, further disheartening is that the youngest American men, which he conveniently left out, those aged 18 to 34 and the most physically capable were even less likely to stay and fight. Only 45% said they would remain, while 48% said they would flee. Very interesting age group, 18 to 34, which ironically coincides with what? The age range of men who are not getting sexual access to women. Uh-oh! See, as men, we are very simple creatures. If we have something worth defending, we will fight to the death to defend it. However, this group of men, nope. The one thing that they would defend would be a woman in their life. But guess what? They don't have that ball and chain around them. So they're like, yeah, I'm out of here. Comparatively, 2/3 of the 50 to 60 year old cohort said they would remain. What? The old Gen Xers and boomers? What are we going to do? Nah, I'm out. I am out. I have no shame in saying, yep, if it happens, hey, I'm out of here. I am gone. That's not wholly surprising, given that so much of the recent discontentment with America is concentrated among the youth. No shit, Sherlock. Equally unsurprising is that political differences also play a role in willingness to defend our nation. Republicans, 68% to 25%, and independents, 57% to 36%, said they would stay and fight, while Democrats, 52% to 40%, said they would flee the country. Oh, that is always going to be hilarious. See, Democrats love this whole, as long as we're safe, we can sit around and fuck with everybody. However, if shit gets bad, we want everybody to get out there and protect us. Yeah. Right. But anyway, that seems consistent with our political divide. Many people on the left find America, because of its historical failures and present-day inadequacies, unworthy of our defense. But there are elements of that thinking on the political right now, too. For all of the chest thumping of the MAGA right, a surprising number of people believe that the U.S., much like Ukraine, has brought destruction upon itself, and any attack would be wholly warranted, if not deserved. Uh-oh! I would say, yeah. Why? Because America has stuck its nose into other countries' businesses for far too long. Pretty much unabated. Why? Because we always had the shield of nuclear deterrence in front of us. I don't disagree that we are a decadent society, one that has generally enjoyed so much freedom for so long, we have sometimes lost all perspective, i.e. the feminist narrative. Yeah. To wit, I received a promotional email last week from the Children's Clothier explaining that in an effort to defend the children of the world from ongoing, quote unquote, violence and discrimination, it would donate equal amounts to a domestic LGBTQ nonprofit and an international organization. You know what? This is where I'm going to go ahead and cut off the article, because honestly, they try to mix in, you know, the alphabet gang with war and all that stuff. I really don't give a shit. I personally do not care. I've said this before, and I will say it again. There are a growing number of young men who, if America got invaded, they're either going to stand to the side or they're going to pick up a rifle and actually fight with the invaders. Hey, it is what it is. And yes, America, you turned your back on the very group of men who would step up and fight. So now that group of men have turned their backs on you. And yes, it is deserved. But anyway, an article like this is meant to try to stir up a little bit of dead patriotism. However, far too little, far too late. American society is too far gone. The decline is happening. So guess what? I'm going to enjoy it. More men have removed themselves from the market as much as they can. And yeah, ladies, no one is coming to save you. No one. But with that being said, read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, particularly you American women, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and the white knightism and the simpery that you've been able to jump behind in the past will go out right along with it, because more and more men have finally thrown up the middle finger and turned their back on American society. And guess what? Big Zaddy government will not be there to protect you. So your veil of protections will be gone. And yeah, there's going to be a number of men who, once that veil of protection goes away, they're going to put on the mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.